everybody was just trying to get along with the cleanup in Salford until this guy showed up.
Rioting! It was amazing, the best night I've ever had in my life.
You can't be serious.
It was a proper party. That's what we do in Salford, we party. That's what we do.
There'd be a lot of people that wouldn't be happy with you saying that.
Listen, miss, I don't give a f*** what they think. Yeah, representing Pete Grimmock, Manchester, yeah, in a bit.
Now, he quickly left the scene after some of the looks he was getting. Now, you've already heard what it was like last night. I just want to introduce you to some of the sounds that greeted me and the people of Salford in the early hours. Just listen to that. That's the sound of broken glass from Salford shopping city.
No need for it. Just absolute animalism.
We all seen it coming. Could smell it. It smelled like the 80s.
I've just walked straight through a broken window. The whole place is flooded.
I've been up all night. I've had about an hour and a half sleep.
I did try and meet with Hazel Blairs, the MP for the area, but she didn't show up to our meeting and her phone went straight to voicemail. So I came back to Salford and it looks like a different place. I'm with the area manager at Timpson's, Darren. Now, I could walk into your shop at 5 o'clock this morning.
It was basically just used as a walkway. And on the way, they've just smashed everything going through. And then when they finished with it, they set it on fire.
Have you had any just kind of volunteers offer to help?
These two ladies that are helping out are just volunteers. They're just helping out. Just turned up with a brush.
The people are really trying to erase what happened last night. And apart from some police presence and cordons in the worst hit areas, you wouldn't really know how bad it was.